Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. Well, we know that some 10 million Americans last year got health insurance coverage as a result of the Affordable Care Act. 54% were women. Now, the fact that 51% of the population is women, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, clearly women were doing the heavy lifting when it comes to enrolling and getting coverage through the on the exchanges or elsewhere. Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, is here to talk about this and other interesting matters. Hector, what do the surveys indicate women are doing differently than men?
Well, to start, they're the ones who are seeking out health information in much greater numbers than men. So they are being more proactive in trying to figure all of this out. The Affordable Care Act obviously brought on new options into the healthcare system. Women are seeking that out at a much higher rate than men. And they, at the same time, are reporting that they are less likely to be informed. They feel less informed despite doing more of the research.
That doesn't seem fair. So they're doing all the hard work and enrolling on the exchanges or going out there and shopping for healthcare and don't feel like they're as informed as they should be.
In most families, past surveys, not ours, have shown that in most households, the woman is the one, the mother is the one who is making all the healthcare decisions for the family. The husbands tend to be more passive, and obviously the kids need someone to look out for them. So this is consistent with what we know about healthcare decision-making in a family.
So is it clear that women are more attentive to their own healthcare needs and that of their families? And what should that tell us men out there?
Well, again, our survey does back all that up, that they are the ones who are going out there seeking out the information. They're also, interestingly, they were more likely to report making a positive personal health change this year. That is a priority for them. What men can do is really quite simple. It's only two things a year. One is going to your physician, to your doctor, and getting an annual physical, an annual checkup with their doctor to see where they stand on their health care. The second part is to take advantage of open enrollment, whether they're in an exchange or marketplace getting one of those plans, or whether through their employer or through some other source. They always have an open enrollment period where you can make changes on your healthcare. That is the time to shop around. That is the time to look and see what the deals are out there, because you don't want to pay more than you have to for health insurance.
Right. So guys, you need to do your part. You need to plug in and know your options and do the comparative shopping out there. And by all means, get your annual checkup, right?
Absolutely. It isn't a whole lot to ask to do two things in a year.
Great. Well, we're about out of time here, but I want to direct our listeners to the Transamerica Institute, the website, a lot of great resources there, both on the health side, which Hector, you're responsible for, and as well as the retirement side of our colleague, Catherine Collinson. Well, that's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.